Welcome to Get Real. Dave Jones here, your host for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be talking about getting most out of PE and lunch, those two favorite classes as school is getting underway, may already be underway for some students. And we're going to be talking about nutrition, fitness, all of that rolled into one here tonight. I do want to encourage you, though, head on over to WGRC.com. You can find out about all the events taking place here in the listening area. We would love to connect with you at those events. And I would love to come and be part of your church or youth group event. So shoot me an email. That's Dave J, Dave the letter J, at WGRC.com. Dave J at WGRC.com. And I'd love to come and share a word from Scripture, talk a little bit about the ministry here of WGRC. So I look forward to connecting with you. Well, speaking of connecting, we do have the special guest here in studio, fitness coach Christy Lair here tonight. Christy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Thanks for coming to hang out with us and really talking about something that is a passion of yours, the whole fitness, nutrition aspect. And Christy, with school getting underway, we're going to have you talk to our teenagers, moms, dads, youth leaders as well, how teenagers can stay healthy and fit all at the same time. But tell us a little bit about yourself, a fitness coach. What exactly do you do?
You got it. I am a wellness professional, which means basically mind, body, spirit. And so I work with people of all ages to connect with, putting together the mind, body, spirit piece, how Jesus would want us to take care of ourselves and how looking at ourselves through his eyes.
And now, would it be safe to say that, you know, as we're talking to teenagers tonight, would it be safe to say that the younger you are when you choose a healthy lifestyle or make those healthy choices, the better off you're going to be as an adult?
You got it. Absolutely. Yes.
And so tonight, you know, I think back to when I was in school, PE and lunch, my two favorite parts of school. And yet those could also be two of the most damaging parts to a teenager if you're not making healthy eating choices. And in PE, if you sort of blow off and not really put forth effort, it can be detrimental to your health as well.
Yes.
So tonight we are talking about lunch and PE, getting the most out of those favorite classes of school. Special guest, fitness coach Christy Lair. And Christy, as we think about teenagers and this whole wellness idea, I think the first thing we need to look at is there are obstacles that keep not only teenagers but adults as well from making wise nutrition and fitness choices. As you've worked with people, what are some of those obstacles or the biggest obstacle that you've seen?
The biggest obstacle that I've seen is just people not really caring or not thinking that it matters. A lot of times that stems from people not valuing themselves as Jesus sees them.
And, you know, when we think about that, a lot of times, and I've run into this doing youth ministry work, teenagers have this mindset, and I think sometimes adults sort of fuel this mindset, whether we're talking fitness, nutrition, or whatever, is that teenagers don't have to worry about stuff like that. That can all wait until adulthood when you're adulting, and then you have to worry about those type of things. But why should teenagers be concerned about nutrition and fitness, all of that now instead of waiting and putting it off?
Well, I will speak from experience, and that is it is so much easier to get those good habits ingrained when you're younger rather than trying to have to learn and educate and get the knowledge and do all of that and put it into practice later when you're older. It's so much easier when you're younger to start that and be in those good habits and be in that daily wellness lifestyle rather than try to figure it all out later.
You know, you've used the word a couple times, and I think it really does apply. A lot of the fitness, nutrition choices does revolve around habits. And of course, the longer you've done a habit, the harder it is to break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talking tonight here on Get Real, lunch and PE, getting the most out of those favorite classes as school is underway or getting underway here soon for students. Special guest tonight, fitness coach Christy Lair. And Christy, you know, we've talked about some obstacles to staying fit, staying active, nutritionally sound. And one of those obstacles is people, including teenagers, just don't think it's important. Moving in a little bit to specific activity, you know, I think of now, even as an adult, there's some fitness activity that I do, and I don't want to do it. You know, it'd be so easy to talk myself out of doing it. So when we're thinking of that teenager, How can we get teenagers actively involved to where they are actually helping their bodies out?
Focusing on, and this goes for anyone too, but especially for teenagers, focusing on something that they are going to really enjoy, such as riding bike or maybe their favorite sport, or something that they will have fun with. Maybe even the adult or the parent can get involved in that activity, because then it makes it fun for them. For example, I remember my mom used to play softball with me, during just at our house. We would just throw a ball back and forth or, hit the ball. And so that's huge, is when the adult can become a part of it, or having other friends be involved in something that they enjoy.
Because when we're talking about health and wellness, there are sort of these two pictures. And I think the predominant picture is, when we're talking about fitness, and especially in the teenage mind, they see fitness as sit-ups, push-ups,
right,
pull-ups, running laps, jumping jacks, those type of things. But as you're pointing out, the key to wellness is being active. And there are many other ways to do that could be part of your normal day, such as different types of play and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And we know teenagers, of course, one of the biggest things they do, and it's not really an activity, gaming, sitting mm-hmm. on the couch, those type of things. They got to get out. The key is to be moving.
Yes, that's right.
So moms, dads, what can you do? What does your teenager enjoy? Participate with them, get them active, and hey, some side benefit for yourself as well. So yeah, great advice there. We're going to talk about nutrition. And Christy, I would say, again, coming from a youth ministry background, nutrition and teenagers, they don't always go together. They're like on opposite ends. I'm thinking of how many bags of chips or cold mm-hmm. pizza at youth events. So we're going to see what Christy does to my diet menu at youth mm-hmm. ministry events. That's on the way. Continuing our discussion tonight with fitness coach Christy Lair, we are talking about lunch and PE, getting the most out of those two favorite classes of school. And Christy, I'm just going to put you on the spot here for a moment. Did those two classes rise to the top of your list, or would you actually put an academic class above those?
I would. I was an art person.
Really?
Absolutely. I still am an artist, but that was my thing.
Okay.
Yep. I was not a fan of PE stuff because a lot of it I couldn't do. And it is totally God that I do what I do, because definitely would not have pictured myself doing this.
He pulled you out of your comfort zone.
He did.
Well, speaking of coming out of our comfort zones, many of us find comfort in food. And yes, the teenage years, I have run many, many youth events. And of course, the same menu there. Sometimes teenagers can find in school, or at least the choice is there, and it's junk food. Please don't kill the junk food for me. What can you tell us about the junk food, and what can you give us regarding tips for healthy choices, especially as teenagers head back to school?
Well, a lot of us like quick and easy. So I would say there, focus on vegetables and fruits.
Okay.
And water. The occasional soft drink, juices, that kind of thing is acceptable because it's, it's fun, it's a treat. Definitely focusing on eight cups of water a day is huge, the fruits, the vegetables. And the junk food is definitely not something that we have to completely cut out. It is something that's fun. Yes. I like it too sometimes. It's fun. It's rewarding. It is not that we want to use it for a reward, but it is something that we can use as a treat. So definitely in moderation. If you kind of stick with the 80-20 rule of 80% of the time you're eating well, 20% of the time you have some fun stuff, you're going to be all right.
So it's okay to have junk food. Just don't make a complete diet out of chips and Mountain Dew.
That's right.
All right. So, teenager, you got it. You go through the lunch line. Be sure that you throw the fruits and vegetables on there as well. Maybe offset a little bit of the other stuff and offset a soda with several glasses of water.
You got it.
All right. There you go. Well, teenager, our time is just about up here tonight. Lunch and PE, getting the most out of those favorite classes. And, some great words here from our special guest tonight, fitness coach Christy Lair. We know that there are obstacles to you making proper choices regarding nutrition and fitness, but we know that there are ways to be active and have fun. It's not just about those exercises. It's about being active. And Christy even told us we don't have to completely cut out our junk food, but include those nutritious foods as well, your fruits and vegetables, water to go along with your diet as well. And Christy, when teenagers follow really what is a simple plan to some basic nutrition and fitness, life can be so much better because they are going to be so much more healthy.
Absolutely.
Now, how can people find out more if they have some information that they're seeking or want to know more about nutrition and fitness? How can people contact you?
My website is probably the easiest, or Facebook. It's just www.kickstartfitness4women.com, or find me on Facebook. Kickstart also has a Facebook page as well.
And while you mention your business that you have is Kickstart Fitness for Women, as far as getting information or contacting or maybe even finding out other resources, parents, fathers, mothers, youth leaders, and even our teenage boys and girls, you know, they can connect with you to at least get some information by checking out those resources as well.
Yes, absolutely. I welcome that.
All right. Well, Christy, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
So, teenager, I just want to encourage you tonight. We know that there are obstacles to health, fitness, nutrition, but you can overcome those obstacles. You can have fun while being active, and you can enjoy your junk food while you're mixing it in with those nutritious choices as well. So I encourage you, talk to your parents, youth leaders to help you make those wise choices, to hold you accountable to those wise choices. Get together with your peers and say, hey, let's have fun while being healthy. And I promise you, when you do that, when you treat your bodies the way God would want you to treat them, you will be blessed and you will enjoy life a whole lot more as you enter into those adult years. It'll be so much easier to keep those healthy habits if you start them now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to hanging out with you next week right here on listener-supported WGRC and Get Real.